Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM. She is here. What do you think of this, Catherine?
Free rock.
Every time you walk into a room.
I know. I should just have it on repeat.
Catherine,
you know
Thomas.
What? That song, that the theme tune for No Frontiers. Oh, yeah. I should really say Sophie Alex Baxter's track. But that song was so synonymous.
Oh, yeah.
With No Frontiers. And so it's a huge part of my life. So anytime it comes on and I'm out, I'm like, whoa!
Do you know what I was going to ask you about? So you are a mother of two. They're very young girls. Lily Allen and comedian Catherine Ryan both recently came out and talked about how parenting
has ruined their life.
Yeah, in a nice way. But you used to do, traveling would have been something you would have done so much for pre-kids. Do you feel that way at all? Or how do you feel?
You know what? Sometimes you have days and you go, you know what? You sit there and you go, I wish I could put on a backpack and disappear for, you know, 2 weeks. Yeah. Or a month. Two days. I would take 2 days. You know, and you kind of, you of course you miss those times and you get nostalgic about them. But like, would I ever change anything for the world? It's like different stages. I look back on those days with fondness and like, you know, I'm so grateful that I had them.
Yeah.
And then, you know, obviously with my family now, it's like I just consider it a new adventure. And it is an adventure every day, let me tell you.
Yeah. Well, they're so young though.
They are. They're two. Ellie is 6 and Grace is 2.5.
Yeah.
So they're full on, you know, and I was quite late having kids, you know, so I'm in my mid 40s now. So it was, I feel like I did a whole lot of living before I got to that point, you know what I mean? So that's why I will never regret anything and so for me, it's like to be able to have had all that living, like all that life experience to come in and being a parent. Does it make it harder? You know, I would imagine, you know, I mean, I have nothing to compare it to.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's a lot of, there's a lot of juggling when you're trying to be a full-time working mom as well, you know?
Exactly. It's funny though, when Joan is now, she'll be 13 in a few weeks, which I can't believe it. I know.
My goodness.
But I always think like when, now you're talking about their ages and I think back to her, and it's when you're in the moment, you're like, this is the best age. And then you're like, I'm never going to like anything more. I don't want her to get older. And then you move to the next stage. And you're like, no, this is pretty cool too.
I know.
A bit challenging at the moment. But like, you have to savor it, don't you? Oh, you have to be in the moment and really appreciate it, because you do blink. And I've become that crazy lady in the supermarket where like a baby will be there and I'll say to the parents, enjoy it. It goes by too fast. They're probably like, how old are you? And how old is your daughter?
But I've started doing this thing. I don't know if you follow Mrs. Hinch, right? But she does this kind of, you know, self-care Sunday or sort out Sunday. And I've kind of tried to adapt this self-care Sunday piece.
Oh.
So like every month that I will have my little bits and pieces that I do. And one of them is hug people, even if they don't want to be hugged. So my poor children, I am like running around the house, like hanging on to them for dear life. They're like, get off, Mom, get off. And it's just like those hugs are so special. And
they are, because they do outgrow it a bit. And just on Thursday, I think it was, after school, I was doing something in the kitchen and Joan, she's going to kill me for talking about her so much, but she came up behind me and did a hug and I was like, I took it. I think this hasn't happened in a while.
It hasn't happened. And you know what? It's so funny, because in our estate, I would walk the girls to school.
Yeah.
And there's a mom that lives down the road and her daughter, I think, is around the same age, 13, 14. And I remember when Ellie was 3 or 4 years ago, they were holding hands all the way to school.
Yeah.
And now they don't hold hands anymore.
I know,
and like, I see her and I see, you know, and it just kind of breaks my heart.
I know. So do you agree with what Lily and Catherine were saying?
No, well, I mean, I think Catherine was taken back, you know, and I think Lily, you know, she's so hilarious anyway. But like, of course, kids change your life, you know. I mean, for me, it's like, I take that with a pinch of salt, to be honest, what they were saying. But like, do they change your life? Yes, they do. And it's like, for me, they've changed it for the better.
Yeah,
you know?
Completely.
When you're talking specifically about career, I suppose I was very lucky, it's different for everybody. I was very lucky to be able to manage my career, because working for myself, I mean, I went back to work when Ellie was 8 weeks old.
I can't believe that.
But you see, it sounds like, oh my God, what the hell were you doing? And sometimes I look back and I go, actually, what the hell was I doing? But I went back after 8 weeks when Ellie was born, and I went back after 3 months when Grace was born.
Mm.
But I wasn't going in to do Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. You
know
what I mean? Like, I was maybe working Saturday, Sundays when my husband was at home.
But Catherine, I was the same, but I did not, I took my time coming back. Like, I was doing the same kind of bits here and there, but I did take my time coming back. 8 weeks is amazing.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's amazing or just stupid.
So, Donna, you were out last night. You were working, you were busy, you were with Brezzy.
I was with Brezzy down in the Visual Theatre in Cardiff for his Where's My Mind tour. So he's touring his podcast. Yeah. So I went down, I'm from Carlow, so it's great to kind of get back to my hometown and be there. And it was just such an amazing show. I honestly did not know what to expect.
Right, and sometimes that can be a bit nervy.
Yeah, well, and also he's just so... He just rang me a couple of months ago, will you be on the show? What do you want me to say? Oh, we'll figure it out. And then I rang him like 2 days ago, yeah, it's grand. And I'm like, but give me some, you know,
context.
Have we any notes? Yeah. Have we any sort of touch points that we're going to go on? So he was like, oh, just it'll be grand, you know, we'll have the crack. And so I honestly didn't know whether he was going to put me on the therapy couch, whether I was going to be crying, whether I was going to be spilling my deepest, darkest emotions, whether we'd be having a drink. I just had no idea.
Yeah.
And it was just a great bit of crack. It's a very interesting show. Mm. I mean, Brezzy, it goes from he's such a great advocate for mental health, mm-hmm. and he's such a great spokesperson. And for somebody who's come through as much as he had, like I worked with Brezzy for 5 years on The Voice.
Yes.
And he was so crippled with anxiety back then, and none of us knew the extent of it. So him going on live television
was really challenging.
Every week was so challenging for him. So I never in 100 years thought that he would now be this spokesperson and standing on stage
in front
of hundreds of people every night. So he's incredible at what he does. He's such a great spokesperson for the benefits of mental health, for physical health.
Yeah.
And he does it with such tongue in cheek. Like, he's so self-deprecating.
It's not lectury at all.
It's not lectury. It's not Tony Robbins. It's not anything like that. It's just him talking about growing up in Mullingar, and it's just so relatable, I think.
Something that I'm wondering about as well, and you said about, like, being in your mid-40s, and have we changed collectively as a society? Like, now menopause is a buzzword at the moment as well. But we were chatting, and I hope you don't mind me saying this, when we were talking about going on air together, and you were going into an appointment.
Yeah.
Well, I was like, this is a thing?
Yeah.
And I should know this.
Well, you see, what happened, as I said, in my mid-40s, I feel 25, honestly. And
you look amazing.
Most women out there can relate to that. You have days where you feel 105.
Yes.
But most days you feel 25, and, you know, and I'm
27 is my mental age.
27, okay, you're at 27. I'm at 25. And... You know, but and there is so much talk about, and you know, I suppose doing the job that I do, I'm interviewing people, and I've interviewed so many women about, you know, being conscious and being prepared and being educated about the change. Mm. And like, I did never heard of this word perimenopause, and I just
a new one,
it's a new one. And so, for the last year, you know, I have a 2-year-old baby, right? So I'm like, am I not sleeping because, am I irritable because?
Do I have long COVID?
Do I have long COVID?
Do I have perimenopause? What do I have?
And then so all in the same week, I ended up having to get reading glasses, right? I had to go to Specsavers. I had to get reading glasses and I had my perimenopause check in the same week.
So that is a thing though. I want women to know that. I didn't even know that was a thing. So I go to the GP every year for an annual kind of, you know, checkup, but I didn't know there was such a thing as that.
Well, there's not an actual, because there's no way of diagnosing perimenopause, because there just isn't.
Yeah.
So you know when you're in menopause, but you go through, it was more like a female health check.
That's
so
great.
So they did all my bloods, and just talked everything out, or any
That's
symptoms.
Great.
So I'm
you're like, yeah, there's 35 symptoms about them all. I thought that was really interesting though.
Yeah.
And I thought people would like to know about it.
I think it's good that people get on it and stay on it and recognize and know that actually, you know, changes can start happening, you know, in your early 40s, right the way through into your 50s. So it's good to kind of get out there and talk about it.
Be aware of it.
Yeah.
So before I let you go this morning, you've got really, really two really nice events coming up as part of Pure Results. One is in Portugal in May, lovely. And the other one is also in May, actually, in County Clare.
Yes. And I mean, when I was listening, coming in the car, I was listening to you playing Pride and I'm like, the summer is here.
Yeah.
It started. And of course, I get so excited about holidays. So yeah, I set up my retreat business 8 years ago now, Pure Results. Yes. Yes.
Really?
Yes, that long. Okay. So we've been running retreats in Ireland and abroad. And so it's going great. And this May, as I said, we're in County Clare for a hike, yoga, swim retreat in the Armada House.
Yes,
from the 5th to the 10th of May. I'm going down myself. And I keep saying to my husband, it's really important that I'm there for the full thing.
Yeah, well, it is.
It is. So I'm going to Clare for those few days. And then we're bringing a gang to Portugal.
That's brilliant.
For a health and fitness retreat. That's a full week. week. So the County Clare one is 5 days, and it's yoga every day. It's beautiful hikes.
Yeah.
The Cliffs of Moher, and we are working with the chef in the Armada. We've got a beautiful Blue Zone menu.
Nice.
So that would be that one. And then, yeah, in Portugal, we're heading off, and it's 7 days in the sun.
Amazing. Where do people find out information and book?
It's pureresults.ie is
perfect.
The website.
Excellent. Yeah. I could talk to you forever. I'm not allowed to, but I could.
Oh, it's always so lovely to see you.
Thank you so much for coming into studio, and a real pleasure, and best of luck with it as well. Thank you, Catherine.
Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis. Playing the music you love. Today FM. It all happens here. Today.